Blog Talk Radio.
This is your morning wake-up call.
Awaken your intellectual process with the nature of your well-being. Open your sleepy eyes and rise from the laziness of a lethargic mind to 10 minutes of get up and get your day started in a positive direction that begins with a smile on your face. Now, it may be funny, cool, or inspiring, but it will not be tiring. Because if it's bringing you down, you don't need it around. So, drop the negative thought, whatever it may be, and let's get it cracking on the positive. Open your intellectual process to the true spiritual nature of your being, and your conscious awareness will realize wisdom. Now, move your body as we practice mental karate to keep it cracking all day long.
It's that black guy,
Taki Hicks, with a mission to inspire and empower the will to lives of vision, action, persistence, accomplishment, wealth, and contribution through a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth and freedom. Let's get cracked.
Hey, it's your boy Taki, and it is a new day, January the 19th, and we celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday, which was last week, but it's all good. Get that day off. And first of all, I just want to apologize to everybody for my show on Saturday. The sound was horrible, and I mean horrible. You can check that out because I didn't erase it, but it's all good. I did want to thank all the people who still called in and showed their love and showed their support for the show. And if you listen to it, you know where all that is going. And I'm not going to even get into that because some of it is a little negative. But I wanted to jump right into a piece that I've been reading from a book called The Matrix Energetics. Matrix Energetics with an S. Yeah, it's talking about, you know, and any of you that's been listening, you know I'm heavy on the law of attraction and how the law of attraction has actually changed my life. And as I go deeper and deeper and learn more about it, it's incredible. You know, you create your own destiny. And one of the things you may have heard me say in times past is that everything in our universe is made up of atoms. Respectively, the photon. And I just wanted to read this piece from Matrix Energetics that says, at the level of the photon, consciously directed intent can alter the behaviors of the fundamental constituents of matter. My bad. If this concept is true for the photon, then it logically follows that this might be true for us as well. After all, if we accept the implications of this model, then we have to ask ourselves what humans are composed of. Photons are the smallest unit of matter that we currently recognize. Basically, when we talk about photons, we are talking about light and information. So, in light of this, you may begin to understand a little more about my concerns regarding the ultimate usefulness of working professionally from the reality model of doctor. A doctor is someone who is paid to look at you as a collection of symptoms or problems, which, according to a strict professional code of conduct, must be listed, described, and diagnosed, ruling out the most serious or life-threatening problems first through the appropriate tests and procedures. Inherent in the diagnosis approach is that you must then do something. And it goes on to say you must institute a plan of action, take a prescription, or undergo therapy or even surgery to address the symptoms your doctor has artfully corralled into one or more diagnoses of a disease or disorder. The diagnosis is in part driven by what the medical industry will accept as proof that the physician is performing his or her service according to what is standard and customary as agreed to the guidelines and parameters set by each medical profession. Descriptions of what diagnoses are acceptable and therefore reimbursable are in part generated by the big money interest of the pharmaceutical corporate giant. Isn't that amazing? I mean, think about that for a minute. That's saying that the diagnosis you're getting is, and I'll say this, I believe they call what doctors do a practice, because that's what they're doing. They're practicing on you based on the guidelines and regulations that the pharmaceutical industry has recognized as being what it is. In other words, we're being taught to be addicted to whatever drug, which is legal drug dealing, for a lack of a better explanation. But I can't go too deep into that, but take that for what it is. And as you know, my time is pretty much up here. 10 minutes goes by fast, but take that information and hit me up at workwithtaki.com, sponsored by fishstickbudget.com, and your boy is out. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. It's on. It's on. Crack. 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 You. 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 Crack. You. Get your dance on. Oh yeah.
Well,
Today should always be better than yesterday.
Pull your pants up, boy!
Stay black.
Stay black.
Stay black.
Stay black.
Think black,
think black,
think black,
think black,
think black,
black, buy black,
buy black,
buy black,
and everything else will take care of itself. Work with Taki.com.
Direction. Get your day cracking. Weekday mornings, 7:30 Pacific Standard.